Paul Thomas Anderson, from Wikipedia. There's a short list of filmmakers working today who feel genuinely irreplaceable, directors whose films could only have come from them. Paul Thomas Anderson is near the top of that list. Born on June 26, 1970, in Studio City, Los Angeles, Anderson grew up in the San Fernando Valley, the son of Ernie Anderson, a Cleveland late-night horror TV host known as Cool Artie and the voice of ABC. His father encouraged him to write and direct, and Anderson took that seriously at an unusually young age. He made his first film at 8 years old on a Betamax camera his dad bought in 1982. By his teens, he was experimenting with 16mm. He never considered doing anything else. He skipped film school. Anderson attended Emerson College briefly, where he was taught by David Foster Wallace, then transferred to NYU, where he lasted exactly 2 days before dropping out to start working. He later said that film school made the material feel like homework. Instead, he put $10,000 together from gambling winnings, his girlfriend's credit card, and money his father had set aside for college, and made a short film called Cigarettes and Coffee in 1993. It screened at Sundance. His career was underway. His first feature, Hard Eight, arrived in 1996 after a battle with the studio over the cut. Anderson won. The film follows an aging gambler and a drifter, and while it's quieter than What Came Next, it announced a filmmaker with complete command of tone and character. What Came Next was Boogie Nights in 1997. Set in the pornographic film industry of the late 1970s and early 80s, it's a sprawling, funny, heartbreaking ensemble film about ambition, family, and the seduction of belonging somewhere. Mark Wahlberg, Julianne Moore, Burt Reynolds, John C. Reilly, Philip Seymour Hoffman. The cast is stacked, and every performance is alive. It was a breakout hit and earned 3 Academy Award nominations. Then came Magnolia in 1999. Anderson had told New Line Cinema he wanted to make something intimate and small. What he delivered was a 3-hour mosaic of interconnected Los Angeles stories. Tom Cruise, Julianne Moore, Philip Baker Hall, William H. Macy. All of them cracking open under the weight of regret and coincidence. It was nominated for 3 Oscars and the Palme d'Or at Cannes. Anderson later said it was probably the best film he'd ever make. He followed it with something deliberately smaller, Punch Drunk Love in 2002, a strange and beautiful romantic film with Adam Sandler, playing against type as a repressed, volatile small business owner falling in love. Anderson won Best Director at Cannes. Then in 2007, There Will Be Blood. Loosely based on an Upton Sinclair novel, it stars Daniel Day-Lewis as Daniel Plainview, a ruthless oil prospector in early 20th century California. It is one of the defining American films of its era, nominated for 8 Academy Awards, widely considered one of the greatest films of the 21st century. Day-Lewis won Best Actor. The New York Times named it the best film of the century so far in 2017. The Master followed in 2012, a haunting and formally rigorous film about a World War II veteran who falls into the orbit of a charismatic cult leader, widely understood as a meditation on Scientology, though the film never says so. Joaquin Phoenix, Philip Seymour Hoffman, and Amy Adams all received Academy Award nominations. Since then, Anderson has continued to reinvent himself with each project. Inherent Vice in 2014 was a sun-baked, stoner neo-noir adaptation of Thomas Pynchon, the first time Pynchon allowed his work to be filmed. Phantom Thread in 2017, set in 1950s London's fashion world, was a hypnotic and darkly funny portrait of obsession, with Day-Lewis in what he claimed was his final performance. Licorice Pizza in 2021, a coming-of-age story set in the San Fernando Valley of his childhood, felt warm and freewheeling in a way his films rarely do. And his most recent film, One Battle After Another, released in 2025, became his highest-grossing film to date. Throughout his career, Anderson has worked closely with the same collaborators: cinematographer Robert Elswit, costume designer Mark Bridges, composers John Bryan and Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. He's also directed music videos for Fiona Apple, Radiohead, Haim, and others, often as gifts to artists he admires. He has 14 Academy Award nominations across his career, 2 Golden Globes, a BAFTA, and the rare distinction of winning top prizes at all 3 major European film festivals: Cannes, Venice, and Berlin. He lives in Los Angeles with his partner, comedian Maya Rudolph, and their 4 children. What sets Anderson apart isn't just craft, though the craft is extraordinary. It's that every film feels like it's answering a question only he thought to ask.